This is Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, commenting on the recent dust-up between Dan Bongino, who is an investor in Rumble, and Andrew Torba, the founder of Gab and many Gab-related free speech platforms. And I know I wasn't invited to this perhaps argument or dust-up, but I think it's important for all of us to chime in who are involved in the genuine free speech community, which I consider to include BitChute, for example, and Odyssey, and Brighteon, and Gab, and many others. And the reason I think this is important is because we need to be very clear about what we stand for and what motivates us and what are our plans even at Brighteon.com. Now, let me just say at the outset that no one can deny that Andrew Torba is the trailblazer in free speech platforms. And I think that it's very likely that Brighteon probably even would not exist without people like Andrew Torba having blazed the trail and paid a very heavy price for his defense of free speech, even speech that some people might find offensive, even speech that he himself finds offensive. But it's important to have the principle of the freedom to speak for many reasons. For example, if someone is spewing hatred, it's important to not bury that in the culture, but to expose it so that it can be answered and condemned as a position that's not acceptable in society. But if you just hide it and bury it, then, you know, what happens at that point? It festers and gets worse. There are a lot of important philosophical arguments about why more speech is better speech for society, even if every single instance of speech is not to everyone's liking. And it's impossible to please everyone, especially in a snowflake society where everybody's triggered by the truth, you know? You can't even write the word Trump on the sidewalk outside of California University without people losing their minds and freaking out and having to take a week off due to psychological trauma. So, it, you know, people are going to get triggered by just simple things. But it's not our job as platform founders or creators to try to micromanage other people's fragile emotions. And I think Andrew Torba, well, I know that he fully gets that. He understands that. And he's the real deal. He's paid a huge price. Massive attacks and defamation, you know, financial deplatforming, everything you can imagine. He's paid the price. Now, at Brighteon, we've paid a heavy price too, which shows you how much we are working to defend free speech. And perhaps our record isn't perfect because content moderation flagged by users as abusive and so on, it's a tricky thing to get right. So maybe we're not perfect, but our principles are in the right place. And by the way, I think that Andrew Torba has spent probably more time than anybody in this industry thinking about the principles of free speech and really trying to nail down how to protect that and also stay viable as a platform, even when you're being attacked. And so we can all learn a lot from Andrew Torba, and he deserves tremendous recognition for what he's doing in that space and what he's already endured. But I want you to know Brighteon has endured a lot as well. You can't even share a Brighteon link in a private message on Facebook. Of course, we're not allowed to have any apps. Apple wouldn't approve our app. Of course, Google wouldn't approve our app. You can't share our links on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere. We're basically completely blacklisted off the internet, which shows you that we are dedicated to free speech. That's the only way you get completely blacklisted, is if you're really dedicated to free speech. So we've paid a high price as well. And there were times when Apple would come to us, you know, and say things like, oh, well, if you would just take down all these topics, like don't talk about abortion, don't talk about what's wrong with Satanism, don't talk about LGBT, you know, don't criticize transgender indoctrination of children and so on, then you can have an app. And my message to Apple was very clear. It was basically go F yourself, because we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in people's right to criticize these issues, especially, you know, transgender genitalia mutilation of children and chemical castration and so on. I mean, come on. I mean, I am not going to compromise the values and ethics of Brighteon just so that these insane, lunatic, demonic leftists can mutilate babies' penises and vaginas. No way. No thank you. Forget that. We stand for something that matters. We have real principles and real morals. And if that means society at large, or at least the monopolists and big tech, don't want you to be able to hear about our videos, then guess what? We'll use our own ecosystems. We'll share links on Gab. You know, we'll share links on other free speech sites. And at the same time, we will gladly coexist with BitChute and Odyssey and other platforms that share the same values of freedom of speech. And by the way, to Andrew's credit, the more he talks about this, the more I'm learning about BitChute and that the founders of BitChute are really doing great work and they're on the right track. And, you know, they're far more, far larger than Brighteon, probably by orders of magnitude, which is great. I fully support it. I don't consider myself a competitor at all. I'm just like Andrew on this. It's like the more platforms, the merrier. And Odyssey is doing great. But a lot of conservatives are going to Rumble. And I've seen some red flags about Rumble and the things that Andrew has pointed out. And all this investment money going in, which leads me to believe Rumble's on the path to going public one day, doing an IPO, cashing out. And you know what happens before all these companies go to IPO? For example, what was that photo sharing website? I forgot the name of them, but right before they went IPO, they censored all, quote, anti-vaccine speech. You couldn't talk about, oh, Pinterest, that's what it was. You couldn't talk about vaccines. And a lot of these companies, as soon as they are about to go public, that's when they screw their own user base. That's when they stick the knife in deep and twist it, you know? So it seems to me like conservatives in particular and Christians really need to be on the lookout. Don't get suckered into a site that claims to be free speech and claims to be the new big guy on the block and yet is on a path to selling out, because they will betray you right before they go public. We've seen it again and again and again. In so many other companies, it's the same thing. Now, Brighteon will never go public. We don't want other people's money to run it. What we want to live in a world with freedom, which is priceless, and that can't be bought. I mean, literally, I've said this before, if Google or whoever, or Bill Gates, let's say our favorite person, Bill Gates, showed up with a check for $1 billion, like Bill Gates landed in a private helicopter, you know, the Vaccine Express, and he landed on my lawn and walked out with a $1 billion check and said, here, sell us Brighteon, here's $1 billion. I would have to say, get back on your Vaxicopter and take back off, because it's not for sale, Billy boy. It's just not for sale. It doesn't even matter how much money you're talking about. It's just not for sale. Because what good is money in a society where we have no freedom? What good is it? To be rich as society collapses around you because no one can speak? To be rich while everybody's dying from the toxic vaccine clot shots? Really? What does it matter if I have $1 billion? Everybody I know is dead from, you know, or turned into vaccine zombies because the spike protein ate their brains. It doesn't matter. Money's got no value in a society where you're not free. You got to fight for freedom the whole way. You got, even if it's tough, even if you're punished, even if you're attacked, you still got to defend freedom. And I see Andrew Torba gets that. And he's the real deal. He fights for freedom the whole way. Now, Mr. Bongino's attack on Andrew was just entirely uncalled for. And it's just like, wow, I'm listening to it. I'm listening to Dan Bongino. I'm like, who is this guy? You know? And I've heard Alex Jones talk about Dan publicly on the air and say, yeah, you know, Dan used to come on to InfoWars and be a guest, I think. And then when he went to Fox, and then, you know, he would never, ever contact InfoWars again. It's like, I mean, I don't want to say too much because I try to be, I just, I try to be positive about people in the industry, but I got to say, the way he treated Andrew is just really, it shows who he is. We'll just put it that way. It really shows who he is, because Andrew is, I mean, Andrew is the real deal when it comes to free speech. Andrew's got a well-thought-out philosophy. He's got principles, and he's suffered and paid the price for those principles. Meanwhile, you know, there are other people who just seem to be looking to cash in or cash out, you know, just climb the, you know, the money and power ladder and not really stick to principles. And it's pretty clear. The only reason I bring this up really is because I don't want conservatives and Christians to get betrayed on a large scale here, to just join a platform on the promise of free speech and then find out, you know, 18 months later, oh, I tricked you. You know, just we use you to build up a massive user base. And then now we're changing our enforcement of the terms of service. And now all of a sudden hate speech isn't allowed. And you go, well, what is hate speech? Well, it's whatever the hell we want it to be, is what the way the liberals operate. It's speech that we hate. And see, that's in Rumble's terms of services, you know, no hate speech. Well, what is it? Nobody, you can't define it. There's no objective definition of hate speech. Anything can be defined as hate speech. Even the American flag is called hate speech by leftists. Remember the left-wing announcers? They were all angry during the Tokyo Olympics recently that people were waving the American flag. And all these left-wing newscaster morons were like, oh, we're so triggered. It's just hateful. It's just like bigotry and racism. Because of the American flag? Are you kidding me? See, they can define anything as hate speech, including, of course, quoting the Bible or saying you love God or you believe in Jesus. Oh, that's hate speech. Or if you say it's wrong to groom little children in your, what are these things? These like drag queen story hour gang rape demonstrations, you know, the little kids dance around on platforms and bunch of gay men in their sex swings and everything. It's like, whoa, that's wrong. And then they say, no, you are practicing hate speech. You can't hate the little child rape fest going on here. You see, I know it's pretty sick. I'm sorry to even bring it up, frankly. But that's what's going on. You're not allowed to criticize that because the left always says, well, love wins, love wins, love wins. That's not love. That's rape. You're raping a 10-year-old. That's not love. That's rape, you moron. But, you know, they're going to say, love wins, love wins, love wins. And they're going to call you a hater. So it's kind of like all of us who run or influence these platforms, we've all had to make a choice. And those of us who've been around a while, and I've been doing this over 20 years, you know, I was in the free speech space, I think even longer than Andrew himself. I'm quite a bit older than he is. And Alex Jones was in the free speech space long before I was. So a lot of us go back, you know, Alex, it's like 25 years he's been doing this. And we've already proven where our ethics are found. We've already proven what our morals are. We've already proven that we can't be bought, that we're not for sale. I think even Alex mentioned publicly that he was offered, I don't know, $100 million or something to basically just go along with the globalists and be their top guy. And they were going to make him, you know, this big superstar to kind of lead the flock to their death, you know, which is what we have now, the global extermination. And Alex said no. And I remember, gosh, how many years ago was it now? Maybe more than 10 years ago. I was offered $10 million to sell what at that time was a pretty small operation. And, you know, $10 million back then was nothing to sneeze at, although today it seems like nothing when, you know, when the central banks are printing trillions. Oh, is it Monday again? Time to print another trillion. Just keep printing until the system collapses. But a decade ago, $10 million was a pretty big deal. And I said, no, that's not okay. No, this is not for sale. So we've already chosen the fact that we side with freedom and liberty and human rights and truth, you know, and God in my case. And I believe Andrew's a Christian as well. And this is what counts in the end. This is what matters. It matters not whether you're accepted by the evil demon platforms. I mean, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, Twitter is a pedophilia platform. You know, Facebook's run by depopulation globalists. You know, Google's an evil front for the NSA, disinformation, destroying human knowledge in their search engine. You know, they're not even trying to categorize human knowledge anymore. Now they're trying to suppress it. Why would I want to be accepted by those evil demons and satanic, you know, possessed lunatics who run those things? I don't want to be accepted by them. I want to be accepted by people who have principles. I want to operate in an ecosystem that's populated by people who are good people, who are honest people, who have ethics and morals, and maybe they don't always agree with each other, and that's okay. There are going to be heated debates. There are going to be disagreements. From time to time, there's going to be some name-calling. And, you know, people have to take responsibility for that. Like Bongino, you know, who's calling Andrew, I think, a clown and a fraud. How does he get fraud out of that? What do you mean fraud? No, Andrew Torba's the real deal. He's been fighting for freedom of speech much longer than since Bongino's been around. So, look, I pray for Bongino, and I even when he initially announced his cancer, his neck cancer, I put out a podcast and I offered to help him, to connect him with all the people that I know, the hundreds of contacts I've developed over the years in natural medicine and alternative medicine, and the alternative cancer therapy intervention industry, you might say. And, you know, I offered that, and I heard nothing back. So he decided to go the route of traditional pharma chemotherapy, which is fine. It's his choice. It's his choice. You know, each person's allowed to choose what they want to do. But he went that route, and I pray for his health, and I pray that he will come to understand that what Andrew Torba is doing is really the real stuff, that it's legitimate, it's fighting for freedom, and you know, Bongino needs to, in my opinion, he needs to cool his overheated temper on this issue, and he needs to realize that Torba is not his enemy. No, if anything, Torba is the trailblazer, without whom probably Rumble wouldn't exist. So, you know, I think Bongino should be calling up Andrew Torba and thanking him. And if I ever get a chance to talk to Andrew, I'll thank him myself personally. I've never spoken with him, by the way, which you might find surprising. Maybe perhaps I should remedy that. I'd love to speak with him. And if I get the chance to do that, I will thank him. And there are many people in this industry that deserve tremendous credit. You know, I thank Edward Snowden. I thank Julian Assange for the courage that he showed, and look at the price that he has paid. There are very important people in this world who are doing extraordinary work and paying, in some cases, the ultimate price for defending freedom of speech or disclosure of once secret information and so on. Without Edward Snowden, we would never have known the full truth about how evil Google is and how Google was actually really started by the NSA. It's an NSA front, which is essentially what Facebook is as well. And by the way, what if I told you that Moderna is really just, it was founded essentially by DARPA under bioweapons research. So the so-called vaccine is actually a biological weapons delivery system. That's the very basis for the initial research and the patents and everything. So, you know, the layers of this all point back to the same few groups who have founded all of these organizations and institutions that are now trying to destroy your life. In my opinion, that's what this is. And yet there are very few, individuals like Andrew Torba or Alex Jones or the founders of BitChute and so on. Very few people who are actually independent, pro-human, you know, pro-freedom people who are fighting for humanity and doing it consistently year after year and paying a high price for it and saying no to the buyout offers and no to the bribes and doubling down on their commitment to human freedom. It's a very short list, folks. And Andrew Torba is at the top of that list, you know, along with a few other names. It's a very short list. And as the founder of Brighteon, I think I'm in good company with those individuals because we share these common beliefs. We may disagree with each other from time to time on small details, but we all agree with the core belief of freedom. And that's what we're trying to achieve. Freedom of speech is absolutely essential for a free society. It's crucial for free elections. It's crucial for public debate, especially on these issues of ivermectin or vaccines or social distancing or masks. Yet we live in a society now that has determined that only one side of that debate is allowed to be heard. And that is, I'm sorry, that is not science. That is a medical dictatorship, and that is not acceptable. And we stand against that because we host dissenting views on our platform. And this is a necessary part of the conversation about medicine, public health, science, epidemiology, and so on. So at the end of the day, my conclusion on all of this is I absolutely support Gab. I support BitChute. I support Odyssey. I will not be supporting Rumble. And I'm not sure about Parler, frankly, after what happened there. Still trying to determine what's the deal with Getter. But I'm very wary of these so-called platforms that become establishment sort of rhino reservations. You know what I'm talking about? That's the concern in my mind. I'm not going to support a rhino reservation. I'm going to support true free speech in all of its, you know, hideousness sometimes and beauty at other times. That's the nature of freedom. It's true diversity of thought. And that's what our world needs now more than ever. So for those who don't support diversity of thought, you're the problem. You're the problem. You know, stop attacking others who are actually the pioneers of freedom of speech. Because freedom is something that is hard to win back, but it's easy to lose if you don't pay attention to it. And there's very few people remaining in the world today, especially in the world of tech, who are still paying attention to freedom and actively working to defend it. Andrew Torba is, without question, one of those key people, perhaps the key person in that space. And I'm just, I'm happy that he exists. I'm happy that Gab exists. And I'm happy that he's fighting for freedom the whole way. So I fully support Gab and other true free speech platforms. And I say that as the founder of Brighteon.com, which is very tiny compared to all those services. And that's okay too. You know, we tend to focus on health and vaccine debates and things like that. So we have our space and they have their space, and that's all great. We support all the different forms of free speech across the internet. So that's my message here as the founder of Brighteon.com. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. None of this is scripted, obviously. So, you know, pardon if I've misstated or maybe not stated clearly enough, but that's a pretty good taste of my position on all of this. We'll keep building Brighteon.com so we can have that free speech platform. And thank you for using it. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for joining the effort to defend human rights against those who are trying to destroy them. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.